Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet.
And Halo shampoo to glorify your hair.
Bring you Shirley Temple in your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight, Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo are proud to present one of the most beloved actresses of all time. Shirley Temple appears in The Cradle Song, last seen in New York, starring vehicle for Eva Legarian and Josephine Hutchinson. Now, from Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo, here is your play, The Cradle Song, and here is your star, Shirley Temple.
Rises before me. I see once more those cool gray quarters and the nuns moving slowly and gracefully along them. I see the garden and smell the heavy, richly flowered perfume of countless summer afternoons. I see the nuns sitting there, the sunshine haloing their heads and making a blinding radiance of their crucifixes. And I see the chapel in the quiet dusk and the long rows of heads bent about me. And I hear the soft music of voices chanting desperately. It's all like a dream to me now, but it's a dream that I shall always kneel before. That convent was my home, and those Dominican sisters were mother, family, everything to me, one more than the other. Sister Joanna of the Cross. She often told me of the day they found me on the convent steps. She and Sister Marcella were sitting in the garden, and there was a sudden jangle at the gate bell. And then, silence.
Will you ask who was there, Sister Marcella?
Yes, Sister Joanna.
Ave Maria Purissima. Ave Maria Purissima. No one else?
Try again. Say it louder.
Ave Maria Purissima.
That's strange. Oh, nonsense. It's some little boy who rang the bell just to be funny. Keep to the grill and see if anyone's there.
No, but there's something on the grill. It looks like a bath. Shall I turn it and bring it in?
Of course. It must be a gift for the Reverend Mother.
The good sisters never opened the gate. There was a wheel arrangement at the foot of it, on which parcels could be deposited and which could be turned on the inside to bring the parcels in. And so, in that manner, when I was only a few weeks old, I was brought into the convent. Sister Joanna told me many times how all the nuns gathered, including the Reverend Mother, who took one quick look and immediately summoned the village doctor. There was a note tied to the basket. Heartbreaking as that. Heartbreaking as people. I have no money to take care of my baby.
Her father is dead. I pray you by everything you hold dear, my lady, that you will protect her and keep her with you in this holy house, and that you won't send her to an orphanage or an asylum. I ask you this in his name.
They stood there a long time, studying my mother's note.
Poor woman.
Poor little baby.
She's a lovely baby. A lovely baby. If she were to stay, I would be glad to care for her.
Sister Joanna?
I've had six brothers and sisters younger than I. I'm used to children.
What do you think, Doctor?
I think somebody has made you a very handsome present.
What can we do about it? When we enter this holy rule, we renounce our rights. I don't know whether we could adopt a child legally.
You couldn't, but I could. I'm willing to adopt her and then entrust her to your good care. If it is your will.
It is our will.
And in that manner, they opened their arms and took me in. I remember first of all lullaby, lying in the darkness, watching a flickering candle, listening to Sister Joanna's warm voice.
It's time to rest, Sister Joanna. I think she's asleep.
I think she will get That child was into everything to her.
They always are what I learned to watch.
I remember running down the hill outside the convent, running as fast as I could, pretending I was a bird and that I could fly. I remember lying on my back in the field, staring up at the sky and wondering what was beyond it. I remember a long succession of torn dresses, mangled stockings, and skin knees.
Horatio, just look at those stockings. What happened to you?
I fell down.
What were you doing this time?
I saw a dog outside the gate, and I chased him. I fell down, and he laughed at me.
And what did you do?
I laughed back.
I remember lessons, interminable lessons. Sew that thing straight, Teresa. That's not straight. Rip it out and do it over. Have you studied your spelling, Teresa? Have you learned your catechism? Have you mastered your multiplication table?
3 times 6 is 18. 4 times 6 is 24. 5 times 6 is 29.
No, Teresa, try again.
5 times 6 is 31.
You still have one more choice.
5 times 6 is 30.
Yes, darling. 5 times 6 is 30.
Does anyone care, Sister Joanna?
I remember fast days and feast days, the ordinary days, the holy days. I remember trying so hard to be good, but always managing to get into some kind of trouble. And I remember great kindness and great understanding. And above all else, I remember 18 years of a slowly growing hunger to learn more about the world beyond the convent walls.
Teresa, what on earth has happened to your dress?
I'm afraid I fell out of the acacia tree again.
Oh, Teresa, Teresa, what are we ever to do with you?
But it's so beautiful up there. Why, I can look down over the whole village and up at the whole sky. Sometimes when I'm up in the acacia tree, I feel like a conqueror surveying his kingdom. And sometimes I feel like a fairy tale princess, waiting and watching.
For what?
Why, for the prince, of course.
Oh, for the prince.
I shall never forget how she sat that day, staring straight ahead of her, her eyes full of pain. And I realized then, for the first time, that Sister Joanna had been hoping that I would enter the convent and join the Dominican Order. And so, because I loved her, I began to think about it. And then, a day or two later, I went to my father's house on an errand.
Teresa, mind you, tell Sister Marcella she's to take a tablespoonful of this after each meal and no nonsense about it.
Does it taste bad?
Frankly, yes. But the worse it tastes, the more good it'll do her. She'll get well faster so she won't have to take it. I'm afraid Sister Marcella's a bit of a hypochondriac.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, you're entitled to your own opinion, of course. And now then, here are the supplies for the infirmary. Oh, you'll never be able to carry all of these alone. I'll get Antonio to help you.
Antonio?
My cousin's boy. He's staying with me a few weeks. He's a nice boy.
How my father, so wise and astute a man, could be so casual about Antonio, I'll never know. Nice. Antonio. Antonio was strong and broad-shouldered. And his face. His face was the one I dreamed about and watched for from the top of the acacia tree. We walked home through the village streets as the sun was going down. And I found myself thinking, I'd like to go home like this every evening. And for the sake of that walk, home was not the convent. Home was a house and a hearth fire, and Antonio coming in the door.
Cat got your tongue? You've hardly said a word.
No, I was just thinking.
You're a strange sort of a girl.
Oh, am I? I don't want to be.
And you look like a very good little girl.
I'm not very little. I'm 18.
All of that. My goodness.
How old are you?
21.
I suppose that's a great deal, old.
Oh, a great deal. Is 18 old enough to go to a dance?
Well, I suppose it is. I've never been to one. I don't know how to dance.
Oh, would you like to learn? There'll be a dance tomorrow night. Do you think you could go with me?
Well, you'd have to ask my father, and then he would have to ask your sisters, and then they'd have to discuss the matter, and then if they approve, they would ask me.
And if I pass all the other boards and it gets as far as you, what will your answer be?
Oh, I have to hurry in at Belford Chapel. Put the packages on the wheel here. I'll turn it around when I get inside.
Will you come?
Yes, of course, if I can.
I hate to see you go. You don't seem quite real. I wonder if I will find you again.
I hope you will.
A dance, Antonio? Well, now, I don't know. A dance, did you say? Well, I shall have to speak to the Reverend Mother.
A dance, Doctor? He wants to take Teresa to a dance? Well, I shall have to speak to Sister Joanna.
A dance, Reverend Mother? Well, I don't know what to say. We better call everyone together and discuss it.
Do you want to go to this dance, Teresa?
Very much. If you would not think it sinful of me.
My child, it is not for me to pass judgment on the pleasures of the world. I've never danced myself, but I'm sure there are many fine people who have.
Have you wanted to?
Perhaps when I was very young, before I entered the convent. I don't really remember. Been a long time since I've even thought about things outside the convent. This life is not enough for you, is it, my child?
Sister Joanna, I love it here. But I love it outside, too. There's always something exciting happening. Outside there are lights and laughter and people. Outside it seems to me everything sparkles. I know I'm disappointing you, and I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Teresa. Each person must decide for himself how he wants to live. You cannot save the bird that wants to fly. I know how you feel. I couldn't love you and not know. The whole world is calling you now.
Yes, and I keep thinking of all the wonderful things to see and do. All the things that are outside. The oceans to cross, the cities to examine, the songs to sing, and the stories to listen to.
And Antonio.
Yes, and Antonio.
A gossip is a person with a keen sense of rumor. And here is one in action.
So Hilda says she's not going to the community dance. I'll bet she didn't get asked.
Now, Cousin Kate, that's not kind. Hilda doesn't care for dancing.
Fiddlesticks. Let's face facts. Everyone but Hilda herself knows she has that breath of trouble. And you know what I mean.
If ever there was a case for Colgate tooth powder, this is it. Because that little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, can rob a person of happiness, make them unpopular. It happens to thousands without their knowing. That's why we recommend the Colgate Tooth Powder routine for that breath of trouble. It's this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. The Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And when it comes to cleansing, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. Now, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo bring you the second act of the Cradle Song, starring Shirley Temple as Teresa.
Looking back on those weeks that followed, they seemed to be all laughter, all music, all beauty.
and the world was mine in the way I'd dreamed about.
Faster, Antonio. We can dance much faster.
All right. Hold on tight. Here we go. Stop up.
Anything funnier in your life?
The more the old man pulled, the more stubborn the donkey got.
He's probably still pulling.
Hey, look, there's the wishing well. Come on, let's make a wish. Here's a penny.
What did you wish?
That you'd never be any farther away than this. What did you wish?
That everything would stay this way forever.
Here, sit down. There's a speech I want to make, and I can make it better sitting down.
A speech? Well, that sounds solemn.
Well, I've worked on it a long time. In fact, I've been working on it ever since I met you.
It's been almost 6 months. It must be a very long speech.
Well, it should be, but I'm afraid it isn't. It starts out like this. I know there are a lot of girls in the world, but I've never seen anyone like you.
Is that good, Antonio?
Oh, that's very good, Teresa. Oh, please don't interrupt. You make it even more difficult than it is. And then, in the middle of my speech, it says, I'm not half good enough for you, but I'll try very hard to be whatever will make you happy. And that brings me right up to the end of it. And the end is, will you marry me, Teresa?
Oh, Antonio.
Please don't tell me I have to ask your father, who'll ask the Reverend Mother, who'll ask Sister Joanna, who'll ask you. This is between you and me, and only your answer matters.
I shall be very proud to be your wife, Antonio. The days flew by. The sisters made my trousseau, and though they looked at me now and then with sadness, they said nothing about my leaving. And then at last, it was my wedding day.
Where are you coming from in such a hurry? You're all out of breath.
I was dressing the altar, Your Reverend.
Did that put you out of breath?
No, Mother. I wanted it to be all in white today, so I had to climb and cut some branches off the acacia.
Even on your wedding day?
Especially on my wedding day.
Teresa, your father and Antonio will be here in less than an hour. You haven't even started to dress.
Oh, I will now.
This is a very solemn day, Teresa. You are leaving this house in which you have passed 18 years. Tomorrow you will be your own mistress, and you will have on your conscience the responsibilities of a wife. You must not take them too lightly.
I don't take them lightly, but I am taking them happily. All I can say to you is thank you. Thank you for everything you've given me, and most of all for your devotion and your prayers.
It will be our constant prayer that your marriage bring you joy and happiness.
Oh, it will. You know how I want to spend all the rest of my life looking at Antonio, listening to him talk. His voice seems as if it had been talking to me ever since the day I was born. The first time he said my name, it was as though no one had ever used it before. He made it sound like music. I don't know if I can make you understand, but I love him. Very much.
You'll come back. You'll come to see us often.
Very often. We're going to miss you so much.
Yes, Teresa. We are going to miss you so much. There is a chapel bell. It's time for devotion. You must get dressed, my daughter. We will say goodbye here. You will be gone before we have left the chapel.
Goodbye, my child. God bless you.
Goodbye.
Come on, darling. We gotta hurry if we're gonna catch the train.
Yes, of course, Antonio.
What is it, Teresa? Something wrong?
I just can't get their faces out of my mind, Father. If you'd seen their eyes when I left.
You had to leave someday.
Oh, I know, but I feel as though I'd somehow deserted them. They look so lonely.
You know, they looked like that to me once, about 18 years ago. And I got to thinking and wondering what I could do about it. And I decided that maybe what the good sisters needed was a child around. Someone to guide and bring up their own in their own lovely footsteps. So I searched, so I found. And now again, by the strangest coincidence, I know of another child newly orphaned in the village.
And so once more, a basket was placed on the convent wheel. Once more, the gate bell sounded through the stillness. And once more, there was no answer when Sister Marcella called. And we stood in the gathering shadows, my father and my husband and I, and watched them take the basket in.
Shirley Temple, star of Gene Holloway's adaptation of The Cradle Song, a presentation of the Colgate Tooth Powder Halo Shampoo Theater of Romance, will return to our microphone in just a moment.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair, so halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. The soap shampoos leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster come sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath of sweet Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Join in thanking Miss Shirley Temple for her performance as the star of The Cradle Song. Thanks, too, to David O. Selznick, producer of Duel and the Sun, for making her appearance possible.
First, before you announce the coming attractions in theater romance, I'd like to urge all Americans to consider the following fact. Between Pearl Harbor and VJ Day, more Americans have died by accidents on the home front and were killed by the bombs and bullets of war. And the accidents in the homes outnumbered all others. We can and must stop this terrific toll. Here are just a few of the things that will immediately reduce accidents. Don't let rubbish accumulate. Don't permit electrical wiring to become faulty. Keep stairways clear and well lighted. Keep sidewalks and yards clear. Keep dangerous drugs clearly marked and out of reach of children. If everyone will observe these simple rules, home accidents in 1946 will be enormously reduced. Good night and good listening to Theater of Romance.
The Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo Bulletin for the Future. Next week, Charles Bandit's production of Theater of Romance brings you Warner Brothers' exciting story, Gentleman Jim, starring the exciting star, Errol Flynn. To be followed by the engrossing play, Death Takes a Holiday, starring the dynamic Paramount star, Alan Ladd. The following broadcast, The Theater of Romance, presents the startling mystery romance, The Uninvited, with the star of Paramount's Lost Weekend, Ray Milland. Keep a date with Theater of Romance for all the weeks to come. You'll always hear your favorite stars. These presentations of Theater of Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet.
And Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair.
This is your host, Frank Graham, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, romance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.